Good morning and welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Ches, the 18th chapter of Yirmiyahu. This Perek, Yirmiyahu, uses a very interesting mashal, interesting parable, which Hashem commands him to do. It's actually an action which occurs. So the first section of the Perek deals with how Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, Kum v'yaradato beis hayotzer, go to the craftsman shop, go to the smith shop, v'shama ashmiyahu es tevorai, and I want you to hear what you see there. So off he goes to the smith, the craftsman, and the fellow is working on some sort of, some sort of artwork or vessel that he's creating, but it doesn't work. The first time it doesn't work out, so what he does is he takes the same material, whether it's the wood or the metal, and he makes it into something else. So Hashem turns to Yirmiyahu and says, "Hachayotzer azeh lo'uchal la'asos lachem beis Yisrael, can I not do the same thing to you? Because you're kachomer b'yad hayotzer, you're like the material in my hand." Obviously, this is the framework for the famous piyut, or the famous slicha we're going to say on the night of Yom Kippur in the slichos. We're like the material in the hand of the former. This comes from Yirmiyahu. And then Yirmiyahu expands what he's saying. He gives two sides of what the coin can look like. One option, Rego adaber al goy v'alma melchol intoish v'lintoitz lahavid. In one moment, I can talk about this nation and destroy them, uproot them, and completely remove them. Rego adaber al goy v'alma melchol intoish v'lintoitz. Or I can speak, and in a second, in a fraction of a moment, I can build, I can plant, I can create. And then Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, tell everybody, Hinei anochi yotzer alechem ra'am, I'm creating, I'm fashioning evil against you, and I'm going to think of negative things that are going to happen to you. Shuvu na, please do teshuva, please come back. Ish midar kara avetu darcheichem alechem, improve yourselves. But Bnei Yisrael don't listen. They say, no, ash, ki acharei machshavoseinu neilech, v'ishri rusli boy, horona aseh, we're interested in doing what we want. Sorry, Hashem, I'm not interested right now. That's the response. Very interesting dialogue, very interesting episode over here that's going on. This is obviously an active nevuah. Yirmiyahu's actions are part of the experience in the process. Now, just a few things just to think about. First of all, what exactly is happening in the craftsman shop? So the Malbim points out that there are two things that are happening. Number one is the first attempt at the vessel is broken, the first vessel is broken. But number two is that the breakage is only temporary. So the Malbim actually learns very fascinatingly in the Nimshal, in the meaning of this, that means to say that Hashem does get angry and does destroy when things aren't shaping up to his expectations, but that destruction is momentary. But if the sin's not fixed, then Hashem moves on to another plan. So that actually the fixing and the building is more terrifying than the destroying, in the Malbim's way of looking at this, counterintuitively. He's saying that ultimately, if we do teshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to make sure that the destruction is only momentarily when he fixes things and he's able to reconstruct. But if there's no teshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps will move off from the first plan. A very terrifying, very shocking thought. It is interesting that in the end of the day, most of the Mepharshim actually argue that Yirmiyahu does not speak to the people for them to say, we give up. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I know their constitution, I know they're going to say this, which is a very, very sad state of affairs, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually gives us so much space and time to turn around. Then Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, in lieu of this, go speak to the people, v'sha'anu lo bagoyim mi shoma ka'ele, sha'ararus li'am asasama oed b'sulas Yisrael. Who does this kind of thing? Who acts so independently? Who leaves behind their source of life and leaves the pureness and the water sources of Lebanon, sort of like the snow coming off the Hermon, the Maim Zarim, Karim Nozlim, who leaves all of that and does actions which get themselves expelled from their land? Who does such a thing? And that's Hashem sort of so shocked that people can be so overtly, so obviously not concerned about their own future. And into this now, Yirmiyahu describes what seems to be similar to what he said in previous parakim, but is actually quite different. The last section of this parak, from Yud Ches all the way to Chof Gimel, Yirmiyahu describes the people who are responding to his prophecy. So he's just said two things. He's talked about the prophecy of the potter's house, the smith's house of destruction and reconstruction. And he has now talked about this, turning to the other nations and saying, who acts in this way like to God? And now he says, well, you know what, Hashem, l'chuvah nachshavah l'Yirmiyahu machshavos. People are saying about Yirmiyahu to plot against him, because they say, ki lo sovad Torah mikohen ve'etzal mechacham v'dovah minavi. We're not going to miss the Torah from the Kohen, or the advice from the wise man, or the matters or the words from the prophet. Let's go hit him, let's go smite him through our tongues, so we don't have to listen to all his words. And this is what this is, they start plotting again. And Yirmiyahu says, please don't listen to them. Are you going to pay me back evil for all the good things I've done for you, Hashem? Please don't listen to them. Don't pour your anger on me. Pour your anger on them. Make sure that suffering comes to their houses. Make sure that whatever happens, that even though they dig a pit for me, they let them fall into the same pit. And even he says, let them be tripping, let them not succeed in front of you. So this is strange, because, you know, we have seen this before. We have seen Yirmiyahu praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately does not give them what they deserve. So what's happening over here? What is Yirmiyahu referring to? So it seems, as the Mefarshim point out, that they did try poisoning him early on in his career, and that wasn't successful. So what's happening now, as the Malbim points out, is that instead of poisoning them, they say, well, you know, it's much easier. Let's just slander him to the authorities. Which authorities? So it seems to be that we're in the times of Jehoiakim, who's not interested in dissidents. He's not interested in people who are going to be moving away from his national policies. So you say, oh, perfect timing. Let's report him to the authorities, and it's going to put him into great trouble. Much easier than poisoning, because now the authorities will take care of him. In fact, the Malbim points out, if you look at the pasuk very, very carefully, it's so obvious what they're doing. They say, this is in pasuk Yud Ches. Let's hit him with our tongues. Let's not listen to all his matters. Ah, that's exactly how good slander works. Good slander is we take things out of context. And you say to the king, you know what Yirmiyahu said? I have a video on my iPhone the other day. I have a video of Yirmiyahu saying, and you patch together half a sentence here, half a sentence there, and it sounds terrible. And the king says, summons Yirmiyahu. And yes, we don't want to hear his whole words. We're not interested in that. It's kind of like, you know, the reality in Israel today. You know, there's so many pictures like this. I saw a political cartoon. There's a Palestinian running after a woman and a child with a knife, and the police with a gun pointed at the assailant. And that's what really is happening. And then the picture of the police is the policeman with his gun pointed towards a poor man with a knife in the hand out of the picture. Just, you know, the police shooting at what looks like an unarmed man. You know, let's not give the king the full picture. Al-Nashmeel Koldovarov, we don't want him to do it. We don't want to. Al-Nakshivel Koldovarov, we don't want to hear what he has to say. We'll report some of what he has to say, and he'll get in trouble, and that'll be the end of him. The Radak actually points out that they say to themselves, nah, you know what, Hilo Savad Torah Mikohen, we don't. If we kill him, we get rid of him, we're still going to have Torah. We can go to our other prophets. We can go to other sages. We don't really need him. It's interesting. Why is it that now they're saying this? Why suddenly do they find a sense of security to get rid of him again now? So the Malbim says, well, you know, Yirmiyahu's just told them, essentially, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to destroy them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's like the Yotzer. He's like this craftsman who really wants to preserve them. He wants something at the end. So they say, ah, fantastic, we've got an insurance policy. Hashem says he doesn't really want to kill us, so let's just get rid of the person who's now making all this trouble for us. We'll snuff him out, and we can go on with our lives. That's what's happening over here. Ironically, it's the opposite of what he wanted. Here he's trying to help them, so they get the assurance, and therefore let's kill him. That's what's happening. What does Yirmiyahu say? Yirmiyahu says, get rid of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't have any mercy on these kind of people. In fact, it goes so far, the Gemara in Baba Kama, on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tesim Abayis, actually talk about this, and they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very kind to us usually. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamzi b'nei Adam hamehulganim la'asos lohem tzedakah kedei lekabel lohem schara. Hashem, it goes out of his way to make sure that when we do good deeds, when we find Gemilas Chasadim specifically tzedakah to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to find the appropriate people in order that our actions are used to the maximum. Unlike, says the Gemara, Yirmiyahu. The last pasuk in this parak is Yirmiyahu asking Hashem, requesting from Hashem, let them be tripping in front of you. What does this mean? This means that he is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even at the time that they do righteous actions, even at the time that they do positive actions, let their actions fail. Let them find the wrong people, that they don't even get schus for the right things they do. That's how far Yirmiyahu's hatred for these people are. I'm trying to help you, and instead of listening to me, you want to get rid of me. That's what Yirmiyahu's request is. And this gives us a sense of the difficult nature of his mission. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.